What's going on, people? This is Elder Tenshi, and welcome to a brand new episode of On the Brain. Now, today we're going to be discussing Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. It's me and my cousin Rick, and him and I have been wanting to talk about some Scott Pilgrim for a long time. He is a bigger fan of Scott Pilgrim than me. I am a big fan, but he had been there from like the get-go. Myself, I heard about Scott Pilgrim after the movie, you know, after the movie was already out. It's now on home release. I happen to go to FYE and it's on Blu-ray. So I'm like, you know what? This looks cool. I pick it up. I tell a buddy of mine about it. He hooks me up with the comics. So at that point, that's when I became a fan. My cousin and I, we had been wanting to talk about Scott Pilgrim for a long time. And since we found out the anime was coming out, it was like we were waiting for it. And next thing you know, it was here, and we just had to talk about it. But before we get into it, I just want to take some time to thank everyone who has been listening, everybody that came to listen to our previous episode, which is the Good Burger 2 movie review. And anybody that's been coming back since we're going to start uploading regularly again, thank you for that. And no matter where you're from, thank you so much for coming to our corner of the internet that we have called On the Brain ENT. And I hope you come back for more. And with that being said, let's get to this week's episode. All right, so we finally getting the chance to talk about some Scott Pilgrim, and I'm calling this now. I am officially dubbing this the Scott Pilgrim multiverse, because if you've seen or have read anything Scott Pilgrim related, each one is slightly different from the original. Like you have
the source material,
you have the original material, then you have the movies, which take, you know, which basically adapt the comics almost beat for beat, except they take a few,
you know, what? Not so much, because it was just way, like, it was crazy that they tried to do six books in one movie.
Yeah,
and the thing is about it too is like the last book didn't even come out after they finished shooting the movie.
Yep.
So it's like, but they had, you know, the Brian O'Malley. Mm-hmm. They, you know, he was, I'm pretty sure he had a hand in writing it. If I'm not mistaken, I think he did write the script, or had, like I said, he might have had a hand in it.
But so now you
go ahead. No, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
So now you have that. So you have the original material. You have the movie adaptation, which was as faithful as it could be.
Yeah.
Right. Which especially is as faithful as
it could be for those books and, you know.
Exactly. Like, for those who were sticklers for faithful adaptations, which I can't front, sometimes I am too.
Oh, yeah, me too, yeah.
But, you know, but I also understand, you know, from medium to medium, certain things are going to change. Certain things don't, you know, certain things
there
don't
cannot be a, but when it comes to, like, adapting, like, a comic or something, there cannot be a 100% faithful adaptation. I don't care what you say.
Right.
Nothing will be 100% faithful.
And that's, you know, and that, like, we've seen that for years. That's why the MCU basically does, they have bits and pieces from other material and then do their own thing with it.
The MCU is a one big what if to begin with. So, I mean,
yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm not like, yes, I'm still kind of a stickler for good at it, you know, for screen to from comic to screen adaptations that are more faithful, But as far as Scott Pilgrim, I have to say, after watching, I watched the movie first, then I read the comics. I have to say, they were pretty faithful for everything that they, you know, everything that they had going for that.
Given what they tried to fit into that movie in the hour and a half, 2 hours almost, they did everything they could to keep it faithfully shit. And Edgar Wright, he always, like, he got the most respect from me for doing what he did.
While Scott Pilgrim Takes Off looks like it's going to be the comic adaptation people wanted, but then it takes a hard left, right? Since we and since this has been out for a few weeks at this point, spoiler warning.
Yeah, for real.
Spoiler warning. Since this has been out for about a month now.
About a month, yeah, give or take.
I'm gonna say it. Spoiler warning. Now we're not gonna. What I'm not gonna do is I'm not gonna sit here and just recap the entire thing. But certain things we will be spoiling. So, this version of Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
It's only been out a month,
and this is the adaptation that takes the most liberties with the source material. And
Ooh, yeah. And
honestly, I dug it. Like I really, because look what they gave us. First off, everybody came back,
which is like damn near impossible to get nowadays.
The whole crew,
literally everybody, the was director in, like, was had a major back. Part. Yeah, that a major part of this movie. They came back. Like anybody. Could think of.
It was just so like everybody came back. The artwork for this was like jumping right off the pages of the comic. Okay. The music for this fit too well. Okay. This is the screen adaptation that you want, at least in the first, I'd say like in the first, because each episode is like 25, 26 minutes long. I'd say in the first 20 minutes, you're pretty much getting what you thought you were going to get. And then
hard left.
Like what? Scott Pilgrim disappears. What? What do you mean? Like
this, you know, this series was essentially a companion piece to the books and movie,
and they and that's a perfect way to describe it, because they explain why the deviation happened. And yeah, but for the most part, this is a like this is yes, it's about Scott Pilgrim, but they turn it into a mystery. What the heck happened to Scott Pilgrim? Because they explain the coin thing, like. They explain that, you know, that the coin thing and then the first evil ex, like we everything we get at first, Scott meets Ramona. Scott's already dating Knives. Scott's already introduced her to Sex Bob-omb. Sex Bob-omb is rehearsing and judging Scott for dating a high schooler, which I don't understand why it didn't register in his head that dude, don't do this. Like, even though they didn't do anything. But the point is, you know, and she's like almost 18. But the point is, dude, she's still in high school. Don't, what the deal? But now she's already part of the friend group. When you first meet her, everybody's already met. So, and then we get to the party where he meets Ramona and they explain her backstory and they do the whole, they did pretty much everything that they did in the comics except for a few things. Like, for example, instead of her delivering for Amazon, she's delivering.
Yeah, that was a wild twist. Yeah,
she's delivering for Netflix, but it makes sense because, well, this is on Netflix, you know.
But the funny thing is, though, is like it's on Netflix, but it also came out like the month after they stopped
delivering. The month after they stopped selling DVDs, after they stopped doing the DVD rentals. Yeah, because for a hot second. Like for a hot second, you
and
forget.
Also the thing is too, is like with Netflix, they didn't have a dedicated delivery service to begin with. It just came in the mail.
Right.
So that felt like it was just a little, hey, we're on this streaming service.
Yep.
We're on this network. So we're going to let it be known that. Also, I think too, is because Amazon's got its own thing, so that's probably why. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't be like, oh, I'm delivering for Amazon CA or whatever.
Like if this was on Amazon Prime, then
would have stayed the same. Yeah, none would
they
have
would have
changed.
just they would have just stayed the same, you know. But Netflix, like, I know some of us, we love Netflix still, but we give Netflix a lot of flack because of the stuff they've been doing lately. But good on them for buying this series. I'm gonna just say that. Like, good
Oh
on them
yeah,
for
because
buying
you
this
know
series.
what? I'll say this about Netflix. Whatever it is, whenever they do something like this, they don't try to switch it up too much. They don't
Yeah.
really try to get their hand in there. They're like, hey, do your thing. Here's some money, do your thing. And when it's ready, let us know. Know what I'm
It,
saying?
yeah.
I don't know Netflix to come in and try and change anything about something. You know what I'm saying?
Not too heavily. Usually they like with some adaptations, they give you the money. I don't know what it's like because they're not a production company. They're a distribution company for the most part.
But they still have a studio with all the people that they have to. You know what I'm saying? Like their originals are like their studio, not so much like a Warner Brothers is coming. You know, this is Netflix Studios they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, even though they're gonna have like a physical store or something soon.
Hold on.
And
They're becoming what they destroyed.
exactly. That's why Blockbuster cracked on them when they first announced that.
Yeah, I saw that.
You saw those tweets. But yo, but Scott, but once we get to Scott meeting Ramona and then them doing their performance at them doing their performance at that bar, then
The
they
rocket.
then that's
Sorry, just popped in my
the
head. I'm
rocket,
sorry.
yes, the rocket, thank you. Then they do the then they do the like the heavy deviation from the source material,
Yep.
and now it's a mystery. What the heck happened to Scott Pilgrim? Now everybody assumes at first that he's dead. We even go to his funeral, and that's when we see his ex, and she. Okay. Do you find that disrespectful?
What?
The fact that Scott's ex, right?
Who, Envy?
Envy, came to his funeral. Just to say that she barely remembers their relationship and
Yeah,
then does a whole
that
performance.
was a real bitch move.
Like for at the funeral though,
There's a time and place to say shit like that, and you don't do it there.
at the church full of people.
Regardless
And
of people.
I get it. I get it. Scott Pilgrim is a immature guy, an immature, emotionally stunted douche, you know? But come on. Seriously?
There's a time and place, and she should not have done it there, essentially.
You weren't even talking about it. You were barely talking about him. You were just self-promoting. That was it.
Well, in the books and movie, Envy does has always came off as a mega bitch. So I mean, that's just her character, essentially.
Yeah, no. The what changes? Like, there are no character deviations, right? There are
There's
story
no character
deviations.
trait deviations, yeah, because like everybody is essentially who
No.
they are. You don't see
Everybody
a
is pretty much.
sudden background for something different about it. Everybody is who you saw originally.
Yep.
There's no
Except
sad backstory for anybody.
when what was his last name? Patel? When the first evil ex, when he thinks that he beat Scott Pilgrim, his ego goes whoop, like
Oh yeah, that's right.
when he thinks he beat Scott Pilgrim, he was ready to go celebrating. He called a meeting of the evil exes because now we get to see them as an evil organization.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I honestly
You
did.
know. And not only does he call the evil exes, for a sit down, like on some freaking mafia stuff, he challenges the what was the character's name again?
Which one?
The one that orchestrated this whole thing.
Hang on, his
The one that got the
name
evil
was,
X's together.
yeah, give me 1 second. I can remember his name, but I can't remember his name.
Hold
His
on, I'm
name
a
was Gideon Gordon Graves.
Gideon Gordon. Okay, so Gideon, the one that orchestrated the Evil X organization in the first place, he challenges him to a fight, and he's like, "If I win." Now, Gideon, I'm gonna say this. Gideon thought he just had some balls. He was like, "Okay, look, I'm gonna just beat this bozo. All right, you gonna get out of here. You out of the X. You out of the X. You out of the Evil X's. Leave. You know, leave." That's what he thought he was gonna do. What did this man do? Bets his entire empire. Emphasizes that he has animal shelters and a movie studio. And all the, you know, and all this stuff in like billions of dollars, and he bets it all on one fight.
Because he was too cocksure.
Seriously, seriously, like you are that sure of yourself that you're gonna bet an entire, just like, dude, you're a billionaire. Bet like something you could lose, like $1 million.
Yeah, right.
Like
You gotta bet
bet
it
bet
all.
bet. Just bet something that you could probably make back in like less than a month. You
Not
know,
even like
no.
less than an hour. Shit, at that
He
point.
would bet, he bet the entire house. And he gets beat. He gets beat, but not only does he get beat, but they made it extra dramatic by having his lawyer sign away the rights to all his stuff while he's hanging on a freaking roof.
That was a
And
little
everybody was in
unnecessary.
cahoots. Like everybody was in cahoots. They were like, okay, all to the new boss. Bam, bam. You know what I'm saying? And they were already on the other dude's side. I'm like, what? So much going on already. While Ramona, who's trying to figure out what happened to Scott after figuring out, you know, after figuring out that he's not dead. Right,
He's just don't know where. What, they don't know where he's at.
they don't know what happened to him, right? So Ramona and people are asking her. So are you really looking for the guy that you only met one time and went on one date with? Right now, I do believe in love at first sight. I'm not
Eh.
gonna lie,
Eh.
it can happen. You know,
But you know what? The odds of that are astronomical.
they're not, it's not like that much of a common thing. And this is a, you know, and this is a, you know, an adaptation of a comic book. They can do whatever the heck they want. But, you know, plus it's Scott Pilgrim. Once again, we know he's a jerk. Okay. He's not a jerk in the way where he's mean. He's just, you know, he's just kind of like oblivious slash manipulative. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to crash at his friend's house for so long. You know? So he knows how to finesse himself out of things or into
You know,
things.
because
So
he's like as slick as he wants to be or thinks he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Hello?
no, I get what. Yep, you're kind of breaking up there.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you now. Okay, so what were you
Okay.
saying?
I'll say he's not as slick as he thinks he is or wants to be, but he's still fairly slick.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, he's not trying to act like the big man on campus or
It's like
anything.
he knows that he's the star of the story, but doesn't know how to be the star of the story.
Right? And for the mo and for the majority of the show, he ain't even the main character.
Yeah.
Because this is more about us figuring out what the heck happened to him. And Ramona actually redeeming herself. And the funny thing is, along with her exes. So I like okay, so I had a conversation about this very subject, like Scott Pilgrim in toxic relationships and stuff like that with a friend of ours, right? It was his first time. A friend of his had introduced him to Scott Pilgrim. He watches the movie, analyzes it, and realizes that everybody in that movie, basically, they all jerks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's a given, yeah.
With the exception of Knives, up until she tries to make Scott Pilgrim jealous originally.
No, everybody, know, like this, that whole like series is just who is the least asshole-ish?
Knives.
Yeah.
Not Knives. It's...
Knives is a sweet girl, just got caught up with the wrong dude.
Exactly. Everybody else, they have their own douchey moments. Yeah. You know? And Knives got caught up in it. Now here in the cartoon, they get to actually, we get more backstory about them. We actually get to know the exes for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they get their redemption arcs. Now, I said I'm not going to spoil everything for those who haven't seen it, but honestly, like the fact that they turned this into a mystery, I think worked.
That's
in
why
its
that's
favor.
What drew people. That's what drew me in the most. It's like they found a way to keep it fresh.
Because I remember you and I were watching it together. I had already seen it, but you know, you hadn't gotten a chance to see it. So we're watching it together, and I didn't want to spoil nothing for you. As soon as you saw Scott Pilgrim supposedly get beat, you were like, you were shocked.
Yeah, because it was such a deviation. I'm like, wait a minute, this isn't, because, okay, here's the thing. I thought that we were getting a straight up animated adaptation of the books. I didn't know that it was going to be a companion piece to the movie and or the, you know, companion piece to the comics, if anything. Because mm-hmm. it's more a companion piece to the comics than it is the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. So I'm still just like, what's going on? What is, because like until he lost that fight, it looked like it was going to be just a straight up animated adaptation of the books. And I was like, wait, right. What's going on? What the shit, huh? And yep. I thought that it was going to be like six at least hour-long episodes, because as those books go, they get thicker as they, you know.
Yep.
They're not all the same. You know, they're not the same. Like, they get progressively thicker until the last book, which I think is not as, you know, not crazy thick, but it's, you know, compared to the first one, there's a lot more story in it than, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But they were able to condense what they needed to condense for like 20, for each episode was like 26 to 28 minutes tops.
Yeah.
So it was an easy binge, right? Like it was an easy 8-episode binge. But because when you realize they're doing their own thing with it, it makes you want to come back for more, because we already
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, we already have the movie. We already have the original comics. Now you have a whole other perspective. So we
and that's what I appreciated the most about it. That's what I appreciated the most, that we got, they, like I said, they found a way to keep it fresh.
Yep.
You know, we weren't, like I said, I'm repeating myself. I know I'm repeating myself. Like I said, I'm glad, I was hoping there was straight up animated, you know, version, but I'm glad that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we got more stories in that universe.
Yep.
You know, without spoiling too much for the listener that has not watched.
Okay. It. I want to know for you, okay? Because this was a star-studded freaking cast. I'm looking at the cast again and seeing what they've done, you know, since Scott Pilgrim, and the fact that they were able to. I forgot Chris Evans is in this. Right,
Lucas Lee.
He's Lucas Lee, and even though he was a jerk in this, but even he got a redemption. You know, He got a chance
Yeah,
to
that
redeem
was
himself.
weird that they had, they like certain, yeah, that was, because it was like he, his character in the, I think they were going more with his character from the book than the movie. Because in the book, he's not as big as an asshole as he is in the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, he still
And
had to fight Scott
but
because
he's
he was
like,
part of the
what?
movie. Huh?
He's like, I just lost the movie. You know, I just lost a part. I just lost a part of this movie. I just lost a part of this movie. I just lost my house. I can't get back home. And I'm like, whatever.
But yeah, it was just this. And you know, like the craziest thing is like, you would think, because most of the people in this, their careers since have really shot off, a shot up, you know what I'm saying? For the
Yeah.
most part. Well, no,
Yep.
I can't say for the most part, just like a good amount of people. I mean, hell,
Like
one of the
pretty much
people in this has,
everybody in here, pretty
one of the
much
people from
everybody
this
in here
original
is a
has won an
name.
Oscar since, you know? Like,
Yeah, like just about everybody in here is a freaking name. Like you got Chris Evans, Mae Whitman, Anna Kendrick, Aubrey Plaza, Brie Larson. I'm like, because before, like when I originally watched the Scott Pilgrim movie, I was familiar with most people in the in the movie because I had seen them in other things, you know what I'm saying? But some of them, like Brie Larson, I was not all that familiar with.
Brie Larson, I had only known from one movie that I had seen her in a couple years before.
You remember which movie that was?
It was called Remember the Days. That was like the extent of what I knew Brie Larson from, if memory
Mark
serves.
Webber, I knew, but not well.
I've seen him in a couple things. Most, like I said, everybody in this cast I had seen in one thing or another. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was nobody that I was like, oh, who's that person? You know?
But the new people they got in here, let me let let's just take a let's just take a moment to give some flowers to Stefan Johnson.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, listen, bro. He'll most likely never hear this, but either way, you did your freaking thing, bro.
He really did. He really
You did
did.
your thing as the narrator. You really did your thing. And I love your content, love your voice acting content, love your comedy. It's like if you don't know who he is, check him out on TikTok and YouTube. Awesome dude. And like he it was just like it was really funny
You
to
know
hear him.
what? They couldn't have got anybody better to replace Bill Hader. Because Bill Hader was the one that did the, you know, the essentially what he did in the movie. So it was like, you know, he was a, they couldn't have gotten anybody better.
But I gotta ask you this, bro, because like I said, spoiler alert for some things, but not everything. So I'm trying not to give too much away. But who had the best redemption arc?
That is a good one. I don't know. I don't know who had the best redemption arc, honestly.
I'd have to say, like, who was the most mature about it after a while? I gotta go with I gotta go with Roxy. I gotta go with
Trying to remember
Roxy,
what was, I,
aka
you know what,
Mae Whitman's character.
I spaced on what her story, where she went. Oh my God.
Well, she explained, okay, so basically, her and Ramona were roommates in college, and they became a thing.
No, I knew that, but I'm trying to remember a redemption story. I'm trying to remember like art in this, anyway. I'm spacing on it, and I'm mad that I'm spacing on it.
Well, they explain that, you know, they met in college and they became a thing, and remote and what you call it, she, you know, she said she thought she was more emotionally mature because she's a woman, right? She's like, oh, these guys aren't going to talk about their feelings, and she wouldn't, and when she wasn't able to talk about her feelings, right? And what you call it, Ramona bounced on her, right? Like she bounced on everybody. Let's face facts. This showed how douchey Ramona was, you know? It's whole,
She
but
they showed that she could be just as bad as the
just as bad as Scott. Yeah, just, you know, like she can be just as bad as Scott, and especially when she dated the twins. Sheesh, you know? But it was a classic. Oh, things aren't going well, or they might be going too well, and I can't handle this, so I'm going to run away and go to the next person.
Yep.
This, you know, Scott Pilgrim, and it's at its core is talking about healthy relationships and emotional maturity. And Scott Pilgrim had none of that going into this. So, you know, but then you find out no, neither did anybody else that he was like heavily involved with. What you call it? I think but I'm gonna be honest, I think the funniest person, okay, was probably Wallace Wells, because he was just so into himself, like.
He was never not into himself. Like in any adaptation, both adaptations they've done, he has been the most maybe true to character. You know what I'm saying?
Big ups
Kieran Culkin.
Karen Culkin, and the oh, and also I wanted to say poor young Neil, but he was probably the most chill dude out of the entire crew. He was the most chill. Like, yeah, things are happening. I have no idea why they're happening, you know, how they're happening, but I just accept it. You
Yeah.
know, he was the simple. He was like you, like he was simple, right?
Know what? I feel like he was, for the most part, maybe the avatar for the audience, where he's just watching everything,
That's a
taking
good,
it all in.
yeah. Yeah, no,
You know?
that's good. That no, that's a good way to put it. He basically was the avatar for the audience, at least to you and I.
Because it's just, he's taking in everything. He's not like, you know what I'm saying? He's just essentially there for the most part.
And which we call it, the Now, one thing I'm not gonna spoil, I am not gonna spoil the ending, even though I really want to spoil the ending. I'm not gonna spoil the ending.
Yeah, let's not do that. It's still only a month, you know what I'm saying? Given it's
I
only
am.
been a month, not everybody has the time to watch it like we do.
Now, I know that we're gonna that I'm being incredibly selective, but I really want people who hadn't seen this to go watch it. But I will talk about some a little bit of controversy I heard about having to do with this show. Right? And that,
Really?
yes, check this out. In the anime community, there are these anime review sites, right?
Uh-oh.
People put these, you know, people put these lists together, and they rate their, you know, they rate their, you know, the anime on their lists, and you know, people, you know, have discussions about it on these, you know, on these boards, right? Now, Scott Pilgrim called itself an anime, right? Not only did it call itself an anime, it got the full anime treatment, made in an anime studio, had
Oh,
a
really? Okay, I didn't know that. All right.
yeah it was made by an anime by an anime studio. It now granted, there's been so much even in the American space that have been made or pre-produced, or I mean pr you know or like co-produced by, you know, studios around the world. So that's nothing new. But this got like the full anime treatment, including a very, very anime theme song, and in opener.
Was that done by the same? Oh, no, I'm thinking of something else.
What were you saying?
I was thinking of something else. Was it? Yeah, I was thinking of something else. Never mind. I'm sorry.
So, I believe now people are, you know, like people are doing like video essays, like in, is this considered anime? Why won't it be considered anime? Because
okay, it's real quick, not. I'm sorry, Anamanaguchi. That's what I was thinking of.
There you go. Okay. But it's not on like say one site that a lot of people used was and talked about here was My Anime List, right? And apparently they were, you know, some were upset. I don't know how upset, but some were upset that Scott Pilgrim was not included on a you know, on one of the selections for my anime list, right? Now I know you are not as big a fan at, you know, when it comes to anime. You know,
like I'm a casual fan at
you are best. A casual fan, yes. You are, yeah, I will say you are a casual fan. We have recommended certain shows to you and you have watched them. You have your favorites. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
you have your favorite.
I'm not, so like, I'm not heavily as invested as you guys, but I still appreciate the medium.
You can definitely appreciate
or
the medium.
Genre, rather, I can say.
Oh, one of these days, one of these days, you and I are gonna have a watch party of some anime shows that I have a feeling you're gonna like. Okay. Seriously. Yep, seriously. I already know. We're gonna have to get Crypto Nightmare on this one though. Yep. But what is it, you know, but what do you think of that? Like there's been a lot of in the past few years, there's been a lot of shows that have gotten the moniker of anime. What do you think? As a casual watcher, what do you think?
Anime, there's something that's very distinct about it, and some of those things that have been falsely given the anime moniker shouldn't have it. Because when you think of it, like I said, it's so distinct compared to American cartoons.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's not just a look. It's also like before when they would call it like Japanimation, people would just think about it as the, you know, this came from Japan and we edited it our way, and you know,
yeah.
But now it has become a lot more mainstream than it once was. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, definitely like in the past maybe 20, 30 years. Well, you know, definitely in the last 20 it's become a lot more mainstream than it was like 30 years ago. But I think that's mm-hmm. mainly because of accessibility. You know what I'm saying?
Accessibility plus when you it did okay. Now it annoyed me that certain celebrities that came out as anime fans were like, oh, I watched this, I like this, I da 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 da. I'm like, why didn't you like, okay, so why did it take, you know, why did it take, like when Kim Kardashian said that she liked a certain anime, I believe it was Darling in the Franxx. When she
because
said she liked
it wasn't until it was cool to like that shit that people started coming out the woodworks. The same thing with superhero movies and whatnot, and comic books.
And we already knew
by the general populace to like that shit. That was everybody's like, oh no, I've always been like, you're so full of shit.
And here's the thing with some of them, I believe them. Like Kanye West, I already knew he was an anime fan. He made a freaking Akira movie for the, you know, for the Stronger video, right? So. Already, you know, I would never question him. Michael B. Jordan, I knew he was an anime fan. You know what I'm saying? Freaking Megan Thee Stallion, come on. But
her, I was a little iffy about.
When she started coming out with her cosplays and stuff like that, and giving us plot lines of stuff that she was watching, it was like.
I didn't know all that. Okay, yeah.
She like somebody asked her like what her favorites were, and she was running down a list. And I'm like, yeah, don't question her. She knows what she's talking. She knows what she's talking about. Because mm-hmm. some of us can be very protective. I get it. Some of us can be very protective. Me,
well, you know, the thing about it is, and I'll tell you, right now, and I know I'm not the first one to say this, it's just that people that gave us shit for liking what we liked all these years ago, now because it's in vogue to like the shit, they're like, oh, no, I'm always a fan. It's like, no, you fucking weren't. You so were not. Stop it, okay?
But if you're, but now you have, like, now you have the NFL making deals with anime studios.
No,
so,
but that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's cool to like the shit now. Now everybody wants to be like, oh, no, I was always a fan. Like, no, you weren't. No, you were not.
Like, come on, seriously. Like, if you want to be a fan now, that's cool. That's cool. I'm not, you know, like,
he was there from the beginning. You know what I'm saying?
You know, and there are still some people that are getting some flack for liking the stuff, but it's being accepted more. Just like any, like I always said, I wouldn't consider it mainstream until they started advertising anime films and cart and other anime shows, like they do stuff over here. Because depending on what country you go to, like, for example, shout out to Latin America, they know how to advertise anime. They will make full event. Yeah. Yeah. In places like Mexico and I think Spain. Yeah. Like, seriously. Especially like Mexico and in places like and Puerto Rico. Some of them know how to really advertise anime. Like, there was this like one of the biggest events in the past, I'd say this happened in when did this happen? 2015? 2000 no. It was like 2016, 2018. 2018 was when Dragon Ball made the internet they broke the internet.
Oh.
There was this big event. It was Goku versus this guy named Jiren. They had two rounds in this tournament, right? At one point, there was an episode that was about an hour long. And barely, like, the servers that were streaming it crashed.
Really?
Crashed. Now, at the time, I had a Funimation account and a Crunchyroll account. I could not watch it on any one of those the entire night, right? Like, the stuff would premiere in the afternoon, right? I even tried a pirate site afterwards, like one of the sites I would go to. Nothing. Every time I tried, got server crash. I'm like,
damn. Heck?
So I had to wait the next day, but turns out I wasn't the only one having problems. That fight,
well, yeah, because it was that big a deal. You know, their servers can only handle but so much, and everybody's trying to watch at the same time.
Everybody trying to watch it at the same time. But that's like when we would watch when people would watch TV at the same time, the ratings would go. You know, that was an event. Now in I believe Mexico, they had a watch party at a bar. Right, they had a watch party for Dragon Ball Super for this particular, you know, for this particular fight.
At a bar,
they promoted it like a boxing, event. They promoted it like a friggin' boxing pay per view.
That's pretty
and
dope.
Listen. They had posters up. They treated it like a friggin' boxing event. And I think it might have irritated Toei, aka Dragon Ball's production company, because all those people were watching it, but they were all watching it in one place, so they weren't seeing the streams go up.
Okay.
Oh man.
Well, how big?
But as far as look. Like there are a lot of anime that you know there are hits, some that hit more, you know, in certain places than others do, you know what I'm saying? But
has there been anything though, like, really has hit since Dragon Ball Z, like Dragon Ball Z? Because I feel like when it comes to anime nowadays, what I'm saying, when it comes to anime nowadays, that's like the top of the pops.
Yeah, as far as but it's also an older franchise. Now you have things like Not too long ago, like 10, like a decade or so ago, you had Bleach, you had Naruto, and One Piece. Now, One Piece still hitting like crazy, and that's been out since 1999. Dragon Ball started in the late 70s. So, and it,
Really?
yeah, the original Dragon Ball, not Dragon Ball Z, the
No,
original
yeah, I
Dragon
know.
Ball that started it all, that started in the late 70s, like 1978 or something, right? Then you
I
had
thought it was
Dragon.
the eight, you know, I never really looked it up. I knew it had been around since in the 80s. I thought it had only been around since the 80s.
But yeah, what started it, Dragon Ball, that was that started in the late 70s. Then
Oh
you
yeah,
got
believe me, I
Dragon
know,
Ball
cuz
Z.
I know my history. I know the history of it, believe me. I know more history than I've seen the show.
Oh yeah. But the point is like and but now One Piece has been around since 1999. People are still watching it to this day, trying to convince somebody to like myself. I like One Piece, but part of me was like, can I see myself investing that much time? And then I realized I still watch Pokemon. So what the heck am I? So Pokemon started in over here in 97. So why am I even complaining? Like, oh, they got over 1,000 episodes. So does Pokemon. So does Shin Chan.
You know, it's crazy too that it's only been 26 years since Pokemon over here, and they've
Pokemon took off like a rocket,
It took
and
because it was, ooh. You know what it was though? What played a hand in that was the cards more than the cartoon.
cards in
Because
the
when those
games.
cards trying to get up, people, you know, and the funny thing is, it was like people were just trying to get the cards just to get them and sell them. Essentially, this
Word.
is the thing about Pokemon. It's like a more successful Beanie Baby where it's still thriving
Word.
today, but people
Yeah.
wanted it for the same reason. People buying cards for the same reason. You know what I'm saying? People are only
Yep.
buying cards so they could get that rare Charizard or some other, you know,
Or
such
that
strong bottom
rare
card.
Venusaur, or that rare Gyarados.
Yeah, that's
Like when
exactly
you
the same reason. It's just it's more successful than Beanie Babies ended up being.
I remember seeing QVC selling Pokemon cards.
I remember seeing that too.
I could not believe it. Like I like Pokemon. I was a big fan, but I was going to school at the time where during the great Pokemon controversy of the 90s.
What was
Oh, people thought it was satanic.
Really? I don't remember that.
They thought it was satanic. Like some did not want their kids watching it because they taught it because they used the word evolve when Pokemon changed.
Okay, I remember hearing that. People being mad about it
Yeah.
having to do evolution or something. I didn't hear
Yeah,
about the other.
they didn't like, you're nuts, you don't teach my kid evolution. Like, it just means change. That's
Yeah,
all it
they've been
means.
teaching evolution forever, so it's like, come
That
on.
that's all it means. It means change after a long period of time and certain conditions are met. That's exact and so just use the term change, right? But I just remember like Pokemon was a Pokemon annoyed some people obviously because it was everywhere, right? But it turned out to be like fodder for some of these like really these Christian groups,
Well, you know what? There's always that one, like certain Christian groups that will get mad about anything popular. You know what I'm
or
saying?
that one or
Regardless.
that one parent that doesn't understand context and that one mother who got upset because there was a Pokemon Christmas episode that they banned, right?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, you didn't know about this?
They banned
Oh
a
yeah,
Pokemon Christmas episode?
they banned a Pokemon Christmas episode. Yeah. So the
Why?
Pokemon Jinx, right?
Yes.
Okay, okay, so you have what Jinx looks like in your head, right? Okay. So a mom apparently, a concerned mother was saw her kid watching that Christmas episode and all she saw was black women helping Santa. So to her, because she didn't like the stereotypical, like the she thought they were doing blackface.
Right? Okay, I get that, but like she really should have at least watched it a little longer to know that it's not that.
But she basically, she got so upset that she took it up with the networks. The networks got back to Japan. Now they've since changed Jinx's look. Now her face is their face is no longer black. It's pink. I think she still got the big lips though.
That's stupid.
But.
You know what? I'm glad that the mom ended up seeing that episode and not the one where they gave Jesse or James breasts.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, James. James, you know, is no stranger to dressing in drag, you know? But I didn't know that was a thing until one day I was scrolling around the internet. This was early 2000s. And I'm like, what is this? You know? And they did broadcast the beach episode that scene is from. They just cut out that scene.
Understandable.
And I think we only saw the beach episode like twice. And then that was it. But as far as Scott Pilgrim, with the changes made to it and the fact that this is, you know, this is a nice companion piece to what came before it. What do you rate it?
A 10. I liked it that much.
Straight up? 10?
Yeah. I liked it that much. Because you know what the thing is like ever since...
I think you're covering your mic, dude.
Huh?
You're covering your mic or something.
No, I'm not really far away. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but you sound really far away.
I'm in the same position. I haven't moved far at all, I promise. it was nice to revisit that world again after a decade. You know what I'm saying? I always like stuff like that where you get to play more in that space. It was so beloved. It meant a lot to people at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad to see yet another adventure in the Scott Pilgrimverse. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I like to see more stories. You know what I'm saying?
Now, the creator said that he has no intentions for a season 2. Do you believe that?
I do, because he's not trying to. You know what? I feel like Brian Lee O'Malley Scott Pilgrim has been his bread and butter for X amount of years now, and he wants to try something new. Maybe that's why I say go for it. I'm saying you can only milk Scott Pilgrim but so much.
Exactly. I think 8 episodes.
If they want to redo the movie or the series in like another 10 mm-hmm. years, go for it. You know what I'm saying?
Another 10 years, go for it.
I say like this, if they're going to do it again, do a series so they can do the books justice. Like a live action series, if they
want to
do another live action.
Like a live action series?
Yeah. Because if they get to those books, they aren't like, there's a lot they left out in the movie because, you can only do but so much in an hour and a half or however long it was.
Right.
And I wouldn't mind seeing another animated series, but like a straight up adaptation of books. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, time will tell. Mm-hmm.
Give it some time, no rush, because like I said, we just got something last month after when the movie came out, 13 years after 13 years, we just got something new in that universe. So I mean, the only next logical step is a remake, or you know what I'm saying, so give it some time. No rush now, but it feels like an inevitability, unless the creator is like, no, we've done what we wanted to do with our adaptations. We don't want to do it again,
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. He's got, he has made other stuff other than Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah,
so,
but Scott Pilgrim was like his Mickey Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I should say Mickey Mouse is, well, yeah, his flagship thing, you know?
His yeah. flagship thing, yeah. And I very much appreciate it. Like, I enjoyed this series a lot. I enjoyed everything Scott Pilgrim that I have consumed.
You yes. know what I'm saying?
And that includes the soundtrack. Now I gotta get no, I gotta I'll probably you know what? I really don't have any like issues with it. The pacing was, you know, the pacing was decent. Voice acting, everybody did their thing, you know. And once again, animation, everything. Yeah, I'd give this a 10 too. I had to think about it. At first, I was going to give it a 9. I was like, do I want to give this a 10 just to... No, I'm that excited about it. I was that excited about it when I heard that number one, that it was getting a show in the first place, right? And then when I heard everybody came back, like, they were all ready to come back. Like
everybody. The only people I think that didn't come back were the Kadianaki twins, but they didn't say shit in the movie to begin with.
They didn't really say anything in the movie. They gave them dialogue here. So they gave them dialogue in the redemption arc here.
But I feel like those are only two from the movie that didn't come back to voice their characters.
Mm.
Matter of fact, you know what? While we're talking about it, I'm going to look it up real quick.
But honestly, yes, I really enjoyed Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. Definitely would recommend. Definitely would recommend. It's a really easy watch.
I couldn't recommend this movie, this series enough because it was that damn good.
Right. Yep. And if you want to have a good time, and if you happen to be a indie rock or a punk rock fan, go they put out the official playlist for this series. Go listen to it.
You know, they did.
They did. I sent it to you.
Oh, that's right. You did. Yeah.
Yep.
My bad.
No, that's cool. But yeah, they put out the official playlist for this. Go listen to it. They got some good. They got some gems up there.
I really spaced on that. I genuinely forgot that you said
that. That's cool. It's cool, but I think this is a cool place to end it.
I agree.
Anything you wanna add before we sign off, cuz?
Shit, nothing I can think of. To be honest with you.
No, but we definitely will be back for more on the brain rant, raves, and reviews, as well as just discussions about whatever comes to mind. Thank you so much to everyone who's out there listening. Thank you so much for anybody that has, you know, that has interest in what we're, you know, and what we're discussing. And we will catch you on the next episode of On the Brain. Peace, love, and never more. Oh. I knew you were gonna do that. And I love you for it.